Coyote Moon Vineyards in the Thousand Islands has won New York Winery of the Year. The family-owned business has earned hundreds of awards in the 8 years it's made wine. We get more from WRVO's Julia Botero.
Coyote Moon is the winery that first brought canned wine to the North Country. Owner Tony Randazzo says that decision shows they're a different kind of winemaker, creative, unpretentious, and not afraid to break the rules.
We didn't come from a lineage of winemakers. And my dad always said, the reason that we're so good at making wine is because we're Italian. So it's always been very much about having a good time and making a good product and trying to keep the price reasonable, of course.
That affordability is what helped the vineyard win the top honor in the state at the New York International Wine Competition. Adam Levy, also known as the alcohol professor, founded the event. He said what makes a bottle of wine stand out to his panel of industry judges isn't just how it tastes, but how much it costs.
We call this the real world compared to other competitions where, oh, it's an amazing wine, but at $55, no one's going to buy $55. We actually include price into consideration by giving out medals.
Coyote Moon's variety, there are 22 different kinds of wine, helped them win the overall award, too. The vineyard also won 3 individual gold medals at the competition, one for their dry rosé, fireboat white, and cherry bomb wines. Randazzo credits part of their success to their hybrid grapes. The vineyard uses grapes developed by the University of Minnesota. Common varieties like Chardonnay can't survive in the North Country's brutal winters. The cold climate grapes in Coyote Moon's wine are a cross between wild grapes and the ones classically used in wines.
On top of being able to survive really cool temperatures, they make pretty darn good wine on top of it, thank God.
This month, Coyote Moon also won 13 medals at the San Francisco International Wine Competition. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero.